I wanted to add a quick pre-roll to all episodes to tell you about a live in-person event I am running on Friday the 28th of June in Barnes, Southwest London. It's called Dare Greatly in the Coaching Arena. Together, we will get hyper-focused on your most effective 2 to 3 personal strategies to propel your business forward. You will stop overanalyzing and second-guessing when you meet your new business besties to brainstorm, support, and problem-solve with. You will leave having outlined your vision and strategy with a newfound sense of connection and focus. I haven't gone into detail as to exactly what we're going to cover on the day yet, so I have opened up a waitlist to ask for the greatest themes coming up right now, and then I will build the event around that. So you can join the waitlist, the link is in the show notes, just for the next week or so. There is a special offer of £97 for the full day, including lunch and everything, only for those on the waitlist. So if you are interested in hearing more with no commitment at all at this stage until I fully confirm the agenda, then do sign up for the waitlist this week. You will find the link in the show notes to the waitlist and sign up now. I don't do live events often and I can't wait to meet you. Hello and welcome to Women in the Coaching Arena podcast. I'm so glad you're here. I'm Jo Lott, a business mentor and ICF accredited coach, and I'm on a mission to help brilliant coaches build brilliant coaching businesses. In this podcast, I'll be sharing honest, not hype, practical and emotional tools to support you to make the difference that you're here for. Hello, and welcome to the first episode of Women in the Coaching Arena. In this episode, I'm going to be talking to you about what's possible for you in your coaching business and why now is a great time to go for it. And when I say it, I mean whatever dream you've been hiding in the corner of your mind, whether it's launching a business or taking bigger action in your current coaching business. Today's episode is your encouragement and reminder that it is possible for you. You have a unique gift that needs to be shared, and it's your duty to share it. And so that's what I want to share with you today. This episode has been inspired by a kind of negative event that happened when I started my coaching business. You have probably experienced the same. So what are you doing? Are you going to get a real job? Are you going to be one of the thousands of struggling coaches out there? It'll never work for you. Who do you think you are? You know the thing. And fortunately for me, COVID happened. So I no longer had to hear those voices, as we all had to stay in our homes and have very little interaction with others. So actually, for me, that was the best thing because I didn't have to have everybody else's limiting beliefs projected onto me when I started my coaching business. So for once in my life, I could just completely tune in and listen to me and design the business that I wanted. So that's why I'm so passionate about sharing this with you, in case you have those voices in your head from people you know telling you that you're crazy, it's a flooded market, it will never work for you. Because guess what? It can work for you. So for me, it helped me to really set about learning everything I could about marketing and sales, specifically for a coaching business. And in my first full year of career in executive coaching, I earned more money in income rather than profit, but more money came my way through work that I love versus my HR job at the time, which was a 3-day-a-week job. And I had 2 days a week when I was building my coaching business. Don't get me wrong, I spent way more than that in the evenings, weekends and things, but that was the 2 days a week that I had childcare. So I've proven that it is possible, and I will never say it's easy because my strapline is honesty, not hype. But it's possible. Like, who wants an easy life? No one would ever run the marathon if we wanted easy things. Like, that's hard, that's challenging. And that's what brings fulfillment. So I'm here for you to share that you can go for it, tune in, listen to your intuition. And so today I'm going to help by sharing 5 reasons that now is a particularly good time to believe in what's possible for you and your coaching business. So the first reason that it's a really good time right now is because if you're listening to this podcast around its release date on 22nd of March, we have the spring equinox. So it's the first day of the spring season. The sun passes the equator, moving from the southern to northern hemisphere. And many people think of this time as a powerful new beginning, and it's the start of a whole new astrological year. And I must admit, I do not know that much about astronomy, but I love to take anything I hear as inspiration and use it as a force for good in my life and in my business. So whether or not you believe in astrology, it actually doesn't matter. It's about allowing in that perspective shift so you have a powerful, fresh start ahead. It's far too easy to make excuses, and there's always going to be reasons why not to do something. Maybe you have had enough, maybe you are stuck in the nothing's working, it will never work for me. So use this time, this next 3 weeks up to the 7th of April, when astrology-wise, the wind is behind our backs, pushing us forward. Use this time to trust that something is calling you forward. If you have that thing in your head saying, "This is what I'm meant to be doing," then it's a sign to trust the journey, trust the process, and trust that you are here for a reason. But the second reason why now is a really good time to believe in what's possible for you in your coaching business is because of the law of diminishing intent. So the law of diminishing intent shows that the longer we delay doing something, the less likely that we will ever do it at all. So John Maxwell researched this theory and shared if we don't make some move towards doing something within 48 hours, it becomes less and less likely that we will ever do it at all. So think back to a time when you got an idea. Maybe you were in the shower or out for a walk and you had a sudden flash of inspiration. Maybe you were going to launch a new service or do something really exciting in your coaching business, maybe sign up for a training or coaching program, and you were really excited to make it happen. So how did it go? Did you take action quickly? Or did you think about it for a little bit too long so the idea and motivation fizzled out? Perhaps that little unhelpful voice in your head said it's too hard, too complicated, or just completely impossible. So before you knew it, you were frozen in this cycle of inactivity, procrastination, and every few months you look back and wish you had taken action sooner. Because I think it's good to know that creativity and action creates momentum. So if you are taking inspired action a lot when you get that idea and take steps towards it quickly, you will generate even more momentum, and one action leads to the next. The only way you will get closer to what the right answer is for you is to take one tiny step towards what you want. And then it just creates an upward spiral for yourself. But if you're sitting on your ideas and your dreams and your calling, it's going to be harder and harder to get going. So if you have an idea in your business that keeps going over and over in your mind, no matter how many times you tell yourself that it will never work, that it's unrealistic, that you've got no idea of how to actually bring it into reality, but the idea keeps coming back to you, then that's your intuition telling you to take action right now. Maybe you have an idea for a new niche or a new slant on your niche. Something you're super passionate about, but you haven't taken enough action or had enough calls with real people to find out if it's a valid niche. So what could you do today? So could you, for example, book some market research calls to really hear those words of your ideal client and find out if this is a great niche for you? Can you offer to do a free talk somewhere that these people might be hanging out? And you put out a social media post very clearly painting a picture of what their life is like now, because the more you can connect to what they're feeling right now and paint the picture of where they want to be, the more they will see you as that solution. So the third reason why it's a really good time to believe in what's possible for you is that setting big goals and believing in your highest potential will always get you further than not daring to believe at all. So if you set yourself a really big mission, think outside the box, explore what's really possible for you in your life and in your business, then you will be far more likely to get closer towards that mission. And I don't know if you feel like me, but I feel that there is nothing worse than a stagnant life. I spent pretty much my first 20 years or so in my career sitting at my desk, feeling completely out of alignment. I always knew that that wasn't what I was meant to be doing. I said, I don't mind what I do when I grow up, but I don't want to work in an office. And what happened? I sat in an office doing admin and governance and really boring work, or HR work as well, which was a bit more interesting. But, you know, it wasn't my thing. I'm a creative person. And what I chose was just completely out of alignment with who I am. So for me, despite the fact that having a coaching business is hard, it's all consuming, it means so much. There is a lot to do. There is so much to learn and market and show up and do sales and be visible and all of those things that feel really scary. But at the same time, there is nothing for me that's more exciting than being paid to essentially fulfill my potential, do things that I thought would never be possible for me. So if you are worried about failing and thinking it's never going to work for me, there's people that are so much better than me out there, all of those kind of thoughts, you know, just know that the point isn't to easily hit the goal. The point is to aim high so you stretch yourself and your potential and you think bigger, you feel more motivated, you expand your thinking and you ask yourself better questions to literally become the best version of you. So instead of only allowing suffering in, because obviously our brains will tell us it's all pointless, it's never going to work, ask yourself better questions like, how can I make this work? What other options are there? Focus on solution-based thinking versus looking for problems. So it's this expanded capacity in your mind, which is why you've set the goal in the first place. So it's never about reaching the goal. That is not the moment that is going to help you to feel really satisfied. And I know it's a right cliche, but it genuinely is the ups and downs of the journey that you will look back and realize you are so glad that you went on that journey. So for me, in 2021, I published a book. It was called Your Dream Job Toolkit, obviously inspired by the fact I had finally left my job and I was so desperate for everybody to find work that they love. So I was doing this book, but I also had this secret dream. If I was going to bother doing the book, what I wanted was to become a number one best-selling author. Obviously, as a fairly new coach at the time, and with no writing experience or publishing experience or money to pay for a team of people to do this for me, it felt like it was pretty impossible. So I kind of wrote it in pencil on my vision board, so faint because I was just too scared to even say it to myself. And I certainly didn't say it to anybody else. But what did having this secret goal do for me? I Googled how to get a number one best-selling spot. I messaged my friends, family, and social media connections asking them to buy the book. I used my creativity and ran free CV and LinkedIn profile reviews for anyone who bought and reviewed the book. I made embarrassing attempts to gain PR. So all things that I would never have done if it had not been for that kind of secret dream that I wanted to fulfill. Because yes, I actually did hit the best seller spot, so I can forever after say I'm a number one best-selling author. But for me, that day was actually quite depressing. And it's not until I realize now that all we're after is the feeling that we think that goal is going to give us. And very rarely do you really get that feeling. There's been studies to show that the day after the Oscars, it's the most depressing day for most Oscar winners because they think, wow, when I finally get that point, I will feel seen, I will feel important, I will feel heard. And it doesn't always come because, as we know as coaches, it's an inside job. We are the only people who can allow ourselves to feel those feelings. So it's never about reaching the goal. What it is about is the journey you go on in terms of reaching that goal. So what if it fails? At least you were brave enough to actually go for it, which is actually a super, super rare thing. And not many people are prepared to raise their head above the fire pit and go for what they want. So if you have that dream and if you are ready to fully step into it, then what's stopping you? What's the worst that could possibly happen if you go for this dream? And what's the best that could happen if you dare to believe that this is possible for you? So when you look back, and when I look back, all I'm proud of is my resourcefulness, my efficiency, my braveness of hitting publish, even though all I felt was it's never going to be good enough. The courage it took to actually hit that button and tell the world that this book was out there. So keep tuning in to what are you here for? Like, what is going to satisfy you looking back on your life when you're 90 years old? Will it be that you stayed in that amazing job and you got that great pension when you were 65? Or will it be that you were so brave, you went for things that most people would barely even let themselves dream of? Because it's those traits that you will gain on your journey of doing brave things that will never be wasted. You can bring them into every single aspect of your life and your business and draw on those for strength when you need it. So set that goal, set that big goal, and take it one step at a time. Don't worry about failing or not hitting your goal. Know that the purpose of the goal is not to reach the goal. It's about who you become by actually going after that goal. And the fourth reason why it's a really good time to believe in what's possible for you in your business right now is that that big goal that you have just set is just a bunch of small steps. So even if that goal feels really far away right now and you're wondering how you would ever achieve it and it feels like there are so many unknown things involved in it, know that no one gets straight towards that goal and every single goal will have 1,000 hows attached to it. And so if your dream, for example, is gaining a corporate coaching client, give yourself the first few steps. So maybe it's writing a list of every company in your area or in the industry you would love to work in. Maybe you want to research who might be the best decision maker in those companies. Maybe you want to connect with them on LinkedIn. Maybe you want to see if they've put any posts out that you can interact with, see if you have anything in common that you can start building a relationship with them in a really small way. It might be a full 6 months before you gain the contract, but start right now with making that connection. You will build trust, you will build connection, you will build relationships, and whether it works or not in terms of gaining the contract, it will bring you so much more than you probably will ever even imagine. So remember that it's just a few small steps. What are your first steps on this journey to reaching that amazing goal that you want? Okay, so reason number 5 is if your mind has created this dream then it has been put there for a reason. It's not just some crazy idea. And the impossible is only ever impossible until someone achieves it. So the 4-minute mile, as soon as somebody did that, then loads of people did it because it broke through everybody's limiting beliefs that this was not possible for a human to do. Then obviously things like the light bulb or the man walking on the moon or streaming on our iPhones. So can you imagine if no one persevered and fought back against all those limiting beliefs that it was not possible? And just last week, Michelle Yeoh won Best Actress at the Oscars as the first woman from an Asian background to do so, and she was age 60 as well. And she had a really hard time in Hollywood, and so many people told her to give up, that she was past it. And had she listened and not put in the constant work, then she wouldn't have won and created a new possibility for underrepresented groups everywhere. But she worked really hard for a really long time, and she said in her acceptance speech that tonight we broke through the glass ceiling. And she finished her acceptance speech by saying, "Ladies, never let anyone tell you that you're past your prime." And so I think that is super inspirational. So don't worry about the probability of achieving something or not, and anyone else's view of what you're doing will be limited by their own experiences and their own beliefs. It says nothing about you, and it says nothing about what's possible. So trust in yourself and believe in yourself. And obviously we all make excuses, but it's about catching ourselves and thinking, is this excuse serving me anymore, or have I actually outgrown it? So they're all just stories that we tell ourselves, all the reasons that we create in our minds to give ourselves those excuses not to take a leap and not to risk being disappointed. But if you don't take the leap, you will 100% be disappointed, because you have no chance at all of achieving your dream unless you make the decision to do so. Okay, so let me summarize the 5 reasons why now is a particularly good time to believe in what's possible for you and your coaching business. So firstly, we are in the spring equinox. It's happening now, and until the 7th of April, the stars are literally aligning to make things more possible for us all. So whether or not you believe in this, just take it, run with it, and make it work for you. The second reason it's a really good time is the law of diminishing intent. If you don't take action within 48 hours, you are far, far less likely to ever take action at all. So the time is now. And the third reason why it's a good time to believe in what's possible for you is that setting big goals and believing in your highest potential will always get you further than if you didn't set those goals and didn't fully step into it and state it out loud or in very, very fine pencil, even to yourself. And the fourth reason, your big goal is just really small steps added together. So take that first step right now and get closer to what's possible for you, and it will lead you way closer than you would be if you didn't take those steps at all. So the fifth reason why what you want is possible is, I bet that someone else has already achieved what you want to achieve. So look up those examples of possibility. Look for evidence that what you are perhaps saying to yourself in those limiting beliefs is actually not true. Like, maybe people actually have built a successful coaching business. Are there people out there? Look for them, look them up, realize that it is possible. And if it's possible for them, it's possible for you too. And even if no one has achieved it before, it doesn't mean it's impossible, and there is always that first time. So remember, if you have a dream, it's been put there for a reason. And I'm here to share that going after what you truly want in your life and your coaching business is what you were put here to do. So when you become the type of person to go all in, then you make the world a more exciting and inspiring place to be, and you make yourself a more exciting and inspiring person to be around. So I hope you get everything you want and live a full, amazing, brilliant life and launch that next project, launch that business, whatever it is for you. Get one step today towards that huge, huge goal. So trust yourself, believe in yourself, and be the wise gardener who keeps on watering the seed. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Women in the Coaching Arena. Please come and say hi to me on LinkedIn or Instagram and let me know how you are getting on in your coaching business and how you're going to go for your dreams this year. My name on LinkedIn is Joanna Lott and handle on Instagram is Joanna Lott Coaching. And I'll also put links in the show notes below. Let me know if you found this episode useful, share it with a friend and leave me a review, and I will personally thank you for that. Thank you so much for listening. Speak soon.